Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley. Star 99.9.
All right, Mondays in the Feed, we talk high school sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo, and we got some great fall sports to talk about this week, right, Vin?
Yeah, we sure do, Kevin. Good to be back here again on a Monday. Yeah, a lot of things happening. Trumbull's boys soccer team last weekend remained undefeated at 13-0.
Wow.
They're having an outstanding season so far. They were supposed to play today, but unfortunately, they got rained out.
Yeah, that's always exciting, though, when you have an undefeated season going.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so fun.
But you know what? The pressure is on the
team. It's true. It's a very pressure-packed. Yeah.
Yep. No question. We haven't really talked about girls' field hockey at all so far, and I was called out on it over the weekend, and rightfully so. So here we go. Darianne is on top with a record of 11-0, with North Brantford also at 11-0. They're tied. Both schools closely followed by Wilton, who's 10-1, and New Canaan and Guilford, both schools are at 10-2. In football this past week, we found that St. Joe's, West Haven, Southington, Maloney, New Canaan all are in the top 10 undefeated going into Friday night's contests.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really something. I think that sports across the board in high school is kind of shaping up that way.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. While we're on the topic of football, we find that both New York football teams are in first place in their divisions, while in Milford, we find that both high schools, Jonathan Law and Joseph Foran, are undefeated, with both having records of 5 wins and no losses.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah,
they're being inspired by the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, both teams are actually looking forward to the Thanksgiving matchup, so we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out.
It'll be a great one.
Yep. Their next games, Law's going to be playing Stratford, and that's going to be at Saturday, 12 noon at Penders Field in Stratford. And Foran is playing up in Plainville Friday night at 6:30. Good luck for both teams at the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Like to see them really do well. Due to the short week with Columbus Day on Monday and the PSATs on Wednesday, we're not able to interview any of the students this past week. But just want to touch on a subject, something that transpired in Westchester actually 4 weeks ago. This particular high school football team wanted to honor two people that were killed in the attacks at 9/11 in their town.
Mm.
One of them was a civilian who worked for an insurance company. The other was a New York City police officer.
Wow.
The team came out with the American flag and a flag with a blue stripe in it. Remember that this was done in honor of the people who were killed at the World Trade Center. Now there is a lady in the town that's suing the Board of Education about the display of honor that the students wanted to do. She's suing the fact that they had the blue flag. Okay,
that's crazy.
So this lawsuit really confuses the daylights out of me, because these kids wanted to honor two townspeople that died at 9/11.
Right.
And here she's
trying to do the right thing and honor the, absolutely.
Yeah, and now she's diminishing that whole thing.
Yeah.
What a shame.
That's unbelievable.
You know, it is what it is in today's world, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
But that was it, because it was a short week, Kevin, and hopefully, we'll have some more information next week.
Nice. I love it. All right. So that's your high school sports for this week. Thanks so much, Vin. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Absolutely, Kevin. Looking forward to seeing you again.
Nice.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.